All right. Say your name after I ask you the question. How was high school and your life before you received a football scholarship?
Kevin Averett. It was cool, you know. My life was just focused on getting recruited, you know, going through the recruitment process, trying to keep my nose clean and my grades good so that colleges would be more open to recruit me. But yeah.
All right, that's what's up. And then when you received the football scholarship and it wasn't for basketball, like, how'd you feel? Like, how'd you feel on it?
It just made me a little bit more motivated just to go a little bit harder than the basketball season. When I get a little short, basketball season is still being offered. I knew that hopefully my time could still let me walk on for the basketball team. So I just went along with it.
All right, that's what's up. And then when you arrived at the university and you went through all the workouts, like, how were the workouts like? How were the coaches like? And, like, how they treat you?
It was different. It was a little bit of adjustment that I had to get used to. The workouts was a little bit more rigorous. You know, the coaches didn't know me as well as my high school coaches. But I was trying to go out there and make a name for them, so what I did.
And when you were out there and you're going through all the flashing lights, being be all attentionized, what made you think that football wasn't for you and that you wanted to carry on with your career in basketball?
I just wasn't motivated to go out every day. My practice was the hardest, you know, workout hardest, just because it was revolved around football. You know, my heart's always been with basketball.
Hold on. Re-say what you said. You cut off.
Wait, what's the question again?
I said. What happened when you decided that you wanted to carry on with basketball?
Yeah, I wasn't really motivated to, like, practice my hardest or work out my hardest in the weight room, just because I knew going around football, but my heart was really involved in basketball still.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to try and make that transition.
All right, last but not least, how is college and you gained a scholarship? How is that academically, and how is it different from high school?
It's different because you know, nobody really pushes. You gotta be motivated to go.
Hold up, you're cutting off again. Say it again.
The whole thing?
The middle to the last. What'd you say?
I said,
how is college different? How is college different from high school and stuff like that?
It's just different because it's much more. You don't really, like, you're forced to go to class. You gotta study. Whether it's talking to professors after class, getting extra information, or just staying up late.
All right, then. Have you ever dreamed to play college football or any college sports in general? Well, I'm here with a close friend, Haddad.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, what's up, guys? My name is Haddad Gonzalez. I'm a wide receiver at Western Mexico University, a former player for Pueblos High School as well.
All right, what's up, Haddad? I want to ask you, like, how was the transition going from high school football to college football?
It's definitely a much bigger aspect in sports. Of course, it's I guess as many people would say, like, just leveling up. But it's bigger. The players are bigger. It's more time consuming. It feels more like a job in a way. But it's nothing like too far to where, like, none of us can handle.
I always see you guys on, like, Snap and stuff like that, and, like how you guys are always having fun. Like, is it always, like, fun and games?
Yeah, of course. College, like, of course, like, for most of us, like, just being on the first time, like, living on our own and stuff, it's definitely, like, more freedom, like get to mess around more, to have more fun, like do more kinds of like just things you wouldn't usually do while living still with your parents. And of course, there's more freedom.
So, like, considering that, like, you know, you're going through all the workouts, you know, you're waking up early in the morning, sometimes you have late nights to study and stuff like that. You know how some people, like they can't take it and, like, they just quit and, like, they just go on doing their own thing, not saying any names. Mm-hmm. But, like, what do you have to say towards that? Like, what gets you through everything, you know?
It's just honestly motivation and the fact that you want it. That's something that has been taught to us, like, in high school, or specifically us, like at Pebble Hills, because the coaching staff we had, they're really good at working with us with that. And it's just, I guess, helped me go through like most of my, not just like football wise, but like school and all that. It's helped me keep my motivation to finish anything I start.
I'm gonna start closing this conversation up, but to end it off, how do you like it? Like,
it's definitely a new experience, but it's like fun in a way. It's cool, new things, but I do miss my old way of living, like just kind of having it easy in a way. But I mean, we all gotta grow up sometime, right?
All right, thank you.